Hello everyone, my name is Rafal and I would like to welcome you to my Headshot Photography podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to jump in back to the business side of headshot photography. I've been receiving a lot of emails and messages and inquiries if I could talk a little bit more about the business side of headshot photography. And today, I've decided to discuss one of the most important element of your headshot photography business, which is your portfolio. And this is something which is extremely important, and we're going to dive in extremely deep, and we're going to discuss this whole thing from different perspectives, and we're going to basically try to analyze how important that is and how we photographers have to constantly work on it. So let me start with basically going to the basics. I deeply believe that portfolio, in my opinion, is one of the most important elements if you want to get your business going. If your portfolio is something that it's not presentable, it doesn't basically showcase the quality, it's poorly managed, it's poorly displayed, your clients, they don't get this, as I said, vibe from it, and they don't see value there, there is no way we're going to be able to get any clients. And I know, especially at the beginning when we're starting our business, is extremely hard because, you know, let's say we don't have too many sessions under the belt. We're just getting into this industry. We want to do this, but, you know, we don't have much to show, and we have to figure it out something to make this work. And the first thing what I want to say is that portfolio is something you're going to be constantly working on it. It's not something that we create portfolio and it's done and we're good to go. It's something that we have to constantly work on, and we have to keep updating, keep changing, keep working on it, and basically trying to figure out what images to show to your client so they're going to get associated with it, they're going to see the value there, and they're going to just basically hire us because they see something which, I don't know, meet their standards, it's something what they like, it's something what they would like to have, and they basically going to make a final decision on hiring you based on your portfolio. And I remember when I started my journey with headshot photography, I worked really, really hard to get as many sessions as possible so I could showcase, what I'm able to do. And I know at the beginning, a lot of photographers, you know, they're jumping right into the business and they want to charge clients for their service. But my advice is, if you starting off and you are someone who don't have much to show and you still don't have a lot of experience shooting headshots, get as many clients as possible or people at the front of the camera so you can basically build your portfolio. And I know there's a lot of people out there who are saying that, hey, you know what, I'm not going to do stuff for free. I'm not going to shoot for, you know, like if client or person is not paying me. But you have to be extremely careful with this because, you know, if you're going to have client who's paying you, they have certain expectations. They want to get this specific quality. They want to get those images to have some kind of like, you know, quality. And if you're not able to provide that, this whole thing's gonna basically turn against you, because if you charge somebody for your service and they're not gonna get the images they're looking for, that's something that, you know, can really, really hurt your business. And if they're basically, your rumors goes out that, you know, you charge money, you're not providing the quality, the clients, they're not gonna pay you. That's simple as it is. I think the market is the best place where, you know, it can challenge you if your work is worth something. And this is something that it's extremely important because, as I said, this might really, really turn against you. And when you're shooting for free, and I'm not saying you should do that all the time, but we're going to discuss some other options and why you should do some of those shoots for free, then, that's what's going to help you to basically not only build your portfolio, but also learn stuff. You can basically just, you know, get some interesting people at the front of the camera, and those images, they're going to shine and they're going to basically just bring you more clients. And whenever you're going to be ready, that, okay, I understand the process. I know what I'm able to do. I know I can repeat this process over and over and over again, and I can provide certain quality, then you can basically start charging the people and charging your clients. Before that, I would be extremely careful. And also, I found whenever you start charging people, the dynamic change between you and your client or the person you're shooting, because when the money is involved, as I said, people have completely different attitude. They have completely different, they look at things differently. I don't know what it is, but we all know that whenever we put some money towards something, we already change the behavior, we change the attitude, and we, as I said, expect something, because whenever we are paying, we want some kind of value for the money exchange. So we have to be extremely careful with that. So if you're starting off, just get as many people as possible at the front of the camera, because that's what's going to build your portfolio. Okay, so let's jump into more specific details and let's kind of like analyze how we should basically work with our portfolio. So the first thing what I want to point it out, and which is something extremely important, is showcase only the best work you have. I know we as the photographers, we want to show everything, but I can guarantee you that sometimes 5 images which are top-notch gonna make you more sales than 100 average images. So, you know, whenever you're gonna be working on building your portfolio, showcase only the best work you have. Even if you, as I said, even if you have, let's say, only few images, only showcase them, because that's what's gonna keep the quality up. Because I've noticed if you, let's say, have, I don't know, 10 good images and there's 2 bad ones, the quality of your portfolio goes down, because when people see that, they can sense, okay, you know, there is some flux here, you know, like there's some good stuff, but there's also some bad stuff, and you just becoming the kind of average, I would say, photographer, because you showcasing things which, you know, you shouldn't show, right? So it's not about the, as I said, the quantity of the images, it's all about the quality. And as I said, sometimes you have to be extremely careful what you're showing, because some of those like lower quality images, they're gonna really decrease the quality of your entire portfolio. So the next thing also what I want to point out, this is something what I've learned when I was a wedding photographer. And I remember whenever I had meeting with my clients and I was showcasing my wedding images, and I know we're going back to the old times, but I'm going to just show you one of the things what I've learned there, which really helped me with developing my portfolio for my headshots. And I remember when I was showcasing my wedding images to my clients, there's always this moment where they saw a few images which really make huge impact on entire portfolio, and they used to say something like, you know what, we saw this couple of images, you know, which we really love and they're amazing and we would like to hire you. So they were not hiring me based on my entire portfolio. They were hiring me based on just couple fantastic images, and probability that I'm gonna do the same thing is like probably zero, but based on those images, they made this final decisions. They just kind of like jump over the fence to, okay, you know what? This is it. This is what we like. This is what we love. And we made that decision to hire you. And I think this is exactly the same thing which we can apply to headshot photography, because I always ask my clients, you know, which images impact you the most, which images you like on my website, which ones you didn't like. So I'm constantly working to get the feedback from my clients to pretty much just get the information about, you know, which images make them to basically make the decision to hire me. And I call those sales images, because if you kind of see pattern that people kind of pointing out to the same image, like, I love this image and I really like that and I would like to have something like this, And this is something that is going to impact them enough to make this decision. Those are the images you always have to pick up and put them into your portfolio on the topest level. So whenever whoever is going to be looking at your images, they're going to basically see them first, because you know those images, they're going to make impact on your clients, and they're going to just basically just hire you. So this is something that you have to constantly work on, and you know, just keep asking your clients, you know, which images you like, which images you didn't like, and then based on their feedback, you're going to be able to really shift your portfolio and shift those images and start putting up images which really make impact on people, and removing those ones which, you know, you get this, I don't want to say negative feedback, but something like, oh, I didn't like that, or this is my less favorite one. So that's something which is extremely important. The next thing, what I want to talk about it is quality over quantity. We talk about it, and we're going to take a little bit of a different angle on this. I also kind of see that people sometimes trying to showcase everything what they do, right? And what it's happening, you know, they have, let's say, if you're not shooting headshots only, you're shooting, I don't know, weddings, you're shooting portraits, you're shooting some, I don't know, whatever, try to kind of like showcase only the images which are related to this specific genre of photography. So in our case, it's headshots. Because if you start mixing this stuff up, like, you know, you have headshots, you have some environmental portraits or whatever, people getting confused, right? So this is something that you have to be extremely careful how you're showcasing your work and how you're showcasing your images. Because if someone comes in and they check your portfolio and they look at your stuff, and basically you have everything there, basically what's going to happen, they're going to get confused, they're going to have to look for the stuff what they want to see. And unfortunately, we're living in a society where, you know, people have very short attention span. And what it happens is, if they not see in the first, I don't know, 5 seconds, the stuff what they would like to see, they're going to go somewhere else. Or, you know, some of them, they might dig in a little bit more, but they're going to get this bad taste from your portfolio, because they see things which, I don't know, they didn't expect to see, or going to make them confused, or it's not what they're looking for. And basically what's going to happen, they're going to just like, okay, you know what, this guy or this person is shooting everything and then nothing. And then, you know, like, I probably want to, I don't know, especially for those clients who looks for some high-end stuff, you showcasing them only the stuff what they want to basically buy or they want to see. And you have to be extremely, extremely careful with that, because as I said, if they're going to start seeing everything, usually it's not going to make good impact on them. And I've learned back from when I was even a wedding photographer that you have to just showcase them the stuff what they want to see. And as I said, we're going to summarize this. We're going to focus on the best quality images you possibly can get. Also, you know, I know it's going to sound kind of weird, and then I know this is something which I don't know if we should talk about this publicly, but I also believe that the best looking people gonna make the best impact. And I'm not saying, you know, we shouldn't have variety of different, you know, people in your portfolio, but also if you are in sales and you want to try sell your product, you have to show the best stuff. And this is unfortunately the way it is nowadays, and then that's how this whole thing works. I've learned that, and I know there's a lot of photographers out there who try to kind of keep it, you know, light and keep it kind of like, you know, different things. But unfortunately, nowadays, if you want to make impact on your clients and you want to showcase the best work, you also have to make sure that, you know, people who are on your images, you know, they look best, you know, they prepare the best, they have makeup, they have hair, they have, you know, ideal wardrobe, because this is kind of like the something which is going to just have more impact on your potential clients. The next thing what I want to talk about, it is also extremely important, is consistency in your work. I know this is takes time. I know, especially at the beginning, we're trying to find what we like. We try to find our style. We try to kind of, you know, touch every possible option out there, and we're gonna look for things which are gonna work for us. But we also need to have a consistency, and I'll explain you why. First of all, it's gonna show to your clients that this is something that you know exactly what you're doing. That's the first thing. The next thing is, which is extremely also important, is that I also notice people want to see what they're going to be able to get from you, right? Because if they're going to see different types of images, this is also going to make them confused. I know it kind of sounds a little bit silly, but if you have a consistent style of your headshots, you know, people know exactly why they're coming to you. It's not like you have to guess. It's not something that they have to guess. You don't have to, I don't know, try do variety different things just to make them happy or please them or, you know, get them what they're looking for. This consistency is going to show them exactly what they're going to get. And I've been in the situations, I remember back in the days where I was trying to do different things that people were coming in, we did this photo shoot, and he's like, hey, you know what, this is not what I expect, because you had this one image in your portfolio, and this is what I was looking for, right? So if you have variety and there's no consistency in your images, basically what's going to happen, it's going to bite you back at some point. And, you know, you might have a client who basically see your portfolio, see your images, but they're going to assume you are able to do different things and you're able to do variety of different style of images. And you're going to have to basically figure it out what they like, what they want. And sometimes if there is some kind of miscommunication, it might go really wrong path and it might turn against you. So having this consistency is important. So how to kind of get your style of photography? Because this is one of the questions I've been receiving all the time. Like, how I know this is my style? How I know this is what I don't know, this is the something what I want to do? And I'll tell you exactly how to do it. This is a really easy process. And I've learned that from some other photographer. I think, first of all, you need a time. So what I mean by that, at the beginning, try everything what is out there and make sure that you test different styles of headshots, I don't know, more cropped, less cropped, different backgrounds, whatever, but try to analyze those images. And what I mean by that is try to look for things which you like and then focus on those and try to kind of like repeat them and try to, I don't know, separate them. So after a while, you start really seeing what is your type of or style of photography which you really, really like. Good advice is, I don't know, you can put those images in the separate folder, or, you know, you can start kind of highlighting them. Do whatever you can to just basically figure it out what type of images you like, and then try to kind of repeat the process and try to kind of do those type of images again and again and again, and try to master them to the point that you will know, okay, this is my style. And I know, I remember at the beginning when I started my headshot photography, I did exactly it. I was trying different things. You know, some of those things worked for me, some of them didn't work for me, but it's a learning process and those things takes time. But also analyzing your work and trying to separate and like kind of like, I don't know, just picking those images which you like and putting them to the side and try to like, okay, this is what I like, and try to repeating this stuff and trying to basically master those elements which kind of please you. And this is something which kind of makes your, I don't know, part of your photography and part of you, and this is something would please your view and makes you proud of those images. That's what you should focus on. And as I said, analyzing your images is extremely important part of kind of like getting to the style which you're looking for. Because I know a lot of photographers out there, including myself, I remember I was just doing a session and I was just trying to pick the best one, send it to the client, and that was it. I never had courage and time to just basically, you know, go like to my work and try to look at each image and just analyze, okay, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, this is something that, okay, could be done better. So analyzing your own work, it's basically also a learning process for you, because then you can see what you have done and what things you've done well, things which you scrap, or things which didn't work and things which works. And this is one of the biggest, I would say, elements to progress into your work, because that's how you're learning based on your own work, how you can basically improve their stuff, and then you can also kind of see what you've done well. The next thing what I want to talk about when it comes to portfolio is, especially I found in North America, and this is kind of interesting, and this is my observation over the years, that if you are in the business and you have portfolio, try to have different ethnic variations. And this is something which kind of hit me a few years ago. And I remember I had this client and he says to me, hey, you know what? I check your portfolio. I love your images. Specifically, I like this image of this Asian person. And the person was Asian. So what happened was I've realized, okay, you know what? People want to see kind of people from part of their culture, or, you know, like people who look similar like them. Whatever, right? I deeply believe that, you know, we always looking for those similarities. And if I could see someone who looks similar like me and I like the image and it's like, oh my God, I can get this. This is definitely going to help you to basically expand your business to, you know, different type of people, right? So this is something, as I said, I've learned that years ago, but then I tried to implement this stuff into my portfolio for my business, where I could basically try to squeeze everyone I could. So my portfolio was very versatile, and whoever was looking at my images could find people who look similar like them from, as I said, different ethnicities. And I know it's a different story when it comes to different countries and different places, but here in North America and Canada, we have people from all over the world, and, you know, they want to see basically, you know, people from their cultures. It's interesting. I've never thought about it. This kind of hit me unexpectedly, and that's something what took place, and that was like a learning curve for me. And as soon as I start implementing all this stuff, this whole thing changed. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about it is styles of headshots. And as I said, there is tons of stuff out there, and there's different types of you know, styles of headshots. You can vary. And also what I want to point it out is that it's important to have variety of different things, right? So it's not you just stuck to one style, because it's gonna get boring. And I think also we getting into this plateau level where we're doing the same thing, but we also have to feed our creative part of our brain. We need to somehow create a variety of different styles, so, you know, we again expanding our potential client lists, and then we can try to do different things. And we're going to talk in a second about the context, about, you know, how we can approach different businesses and different industries. But having different styles also can be pleasing for, as I said, you know, different people. And, you know, they can find something what they really like. I wouldn't go too much overboard, because then, you know, like when people getting too confused and there's too much styles of headshots, it's becoming extremely frustrating for them, because they don't know what they want. And let's be honest, a lot of people out there, when they coming to you, they don't really know what they like. They don't know what they want. They basically putting the trust in you, in your hands, and you have to figure it out. So portfolio, it's going to be this kind of menu for them, where they can really see what you are able to do, what kind of stuff you can deliver for them, and then based on that, I would say, menu, they can choose and pick. And I like to really talk to my clients about, you know, inviting them to my website and basically letting them see what it's there and giving me some kind of feedback, you know, what images they like, what type of shots they would like to get, you know, what pleases them. So it's extremely important to have that. And also, I think, you know, whenever we start doing different styles of headshots and then we exploring this, also, you know, I've noticed that over the time, our taste changes and our approach to a lot of things have changes, because I've seen my headshots really change over the years, and now I can see the pattern, you know, every year that I'm trying to do something different. There's something new which I can implement because I've liked it. I don't know, maybe I've seen something which inspired me and I want to implement that into my work. So I think style of also of headshots changes over the time. There's also different trends on the market. So it's important to basically just exploring this whole thing and just working on it constantly and making sure that, you know, you also creating something which, you know, is a bit different, right? Because we don't want to do things which are basically the same thing over and over again and competing with people who are doing the same thing. We definitely want to create something which stands out. It's not easy process. I know there are certain things where, you know, it's really hard to push on people, and you know, they might like some of this stuff, but they might not necessarily, you know, buy it, or they want to do this. This might kind of catch their eye, but it's not something that they might like, okay, you know, this is what I want. The styles of headshots, I found they, when it comes to the corporate world, it's kind of standard, stays there for years and nothing changed there. We can very, very, very gradually, you know, start through the cracks, you know, putting some interesting stuff there, but most of the time, you know, it's something that is really, really hard to push. Okay, and the last thing what I want to talk about is definitely context of headshots. And what I mean by that is that, you know, it's good to have images which they're going to be appealing to, as I said, different industries. And we can talk about business, you know, headshots. We can talk about, you know, branding, modeling, acting, you know, you name it, right? So it's important to have images which, you know, they're going to touch people from those different, you know, industries. Because if we, let's say, have only corporate headshots, that's the clientele we're going to only, I don't want to say invite, but we're going to just basically target them, because when they're going to see only those type of images, you know, that's what they're going to expect. You're going to do this for them, right? But let's say you have some modeling, you know, from modeling agencies, or you have some, you know, headshots for actors, or you have something for, you know, I don't know, artists, musicians, you name it. That also is going to expand, you know, getting gigs from, you know, as I said, different industries and different people, because you're going to be able to basically showcase images with maybe not different styles, but people from, you know, different industries. And if they see something which, you know, kind of it's impacting them, or, you know, they are from the same industry, is going to give them green light. Okay, you know what, the guy knows how to do this stuff, and you know, those images are great, and you know, he knows how to, let's say, do very, very nice corporate headshots, or, you know, like, you know, we can look at different industries, like, you know, acting or modeling or branding or whatever. Then, you know, it's important to include those images in your portfolio. Okay, I could go for another half an hour about this topic, but what I want to kind of summarize these things, I try to touch the most important elements. So first of all, you have to look at get the best images, you know, you can possibly can get. And one thing what I want to also point it out that, you know, sometimes I found that, you know, we kind of, I don't know, have someone who would like to shoot for free, whatever, right? So the way I look at it, if that person, I don't know, have some very, very unique look, or have something very specific about them that can really elevate your headshot, I would never say no to that kind of person. I would even, as I said, shoot it for free, give them discount, whatever, because I know that image is gonna bring me potential clients. So before you start saying no to people, or, you know, before you start kind of like, I don't know, just be very, very selective before you do that, you know, just assess the situation, assess the person. And if you can see there's something unique about them and you can see this picture or this headshot of that person because they have this unique look, can bring some different vibe or different flavor to my portfolio, just bring them on. I can guarantee you, you know, it's going to work, and it's going to just give you some additional element to your portfolio, which is going to expand it and it's going to make impact on more people. So that's something which is, as I said, extremely important. So again, summarizing, you know, the whole thing, just make sure that you're going to be just keep working on it. And as I said, you know, this is not something, and I quite often see, you know, people post their, I don't know, best images and they don't change them at all for years. You know, I've seen that, but, you know, this is something that it's, as I said, like a living organism, your portfolio, that you have to constantly feed, you have to constantly update it, you have to constantly, you know, see what works, what doesn't work, and just basically work on it for years, and you will see eventually this portfolio is going to start making you, going to start making impact on people, and that's going to impact your business. So that's something which is extremely important. Okay. I'm sure you guys getting what exactly I was trying to share with you today. I hope that it's going to be helpful. If you have any additional questions, if you have any additional concerns or something we would like to add to this, please feel free to reach out to me. You guys know how to find me. I'll be more than happy to have a longer discussion on this, but I was trying to basically put this whole thing into this one little podcast to just kind of explore and just showcase you how important your portfolio and how you have to kind of work on it to get best thing out of this over the years. Okay, thank you for listening. As I said, I hope that was interesting. Stay tuned and I'll chat with you guys very soon. Bye-bye.